Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Wolf Sports Show. Bye weeks are finished, 4 weeks to go in the NFL regular season. So every team in action, plenty to get to. But first, some massive news. 8-time Super Bowl champion Bill Belichick has taken the head coach job at North Carolina. This seemed to come together pretty quickly. Belichick's dad was an assistant at UNC for 3 years in the 50s. There's a picture of Belichick sitting in the bleachers as a kid. So there's a connection there. The program is committing to putting in place the infrastructure and the support that he wants to do things the right way. He said if he did go to college, he'd want to make it like an NFL-style program, including schemes and training, support for after college and after playing careers as well. Should be a home run move for North Carolina. A cool journey for Belichick, but at the same time, pretty sad and disappointing that there's seemingly no place for Belichick in the NFL right now. Several openings last year didn't work out, only interviewed with the Falcons. Looked to have a good shot, apparently. Then Raheem Morris got the job, and word was, I guess, leaked intentionally. Who knows? That nobody in Atlanta's brain trust had Belichick in their top three candidates. Again, that's very sad. It ultimately worked out for Tom Brady, but a similar situation. Tom Brady, not nearly enough teams were interested in the greatest quarterback of all time when he became a free agent in 2020, and no one really interested in Belichick right now in the NFL. And I think he was reading the tea leaves, decided to go to college, and an ESPN article came out, sounds pretty believable to me, that Belichick is not happy with the state of the NFL right now. I mentioned the Falcons, nobody else really interested in him. He probably thinks, perhaps rightfully so, analytics has gone way too far. It should be a small tool, not everything. The article on ESPN says about so many lawyers and stuff running things. Of course, as it is in just about every industry, many incompetent people in high positions, unfortunately, and not a good look for the league, in my opinion, to, okay, maybe you don't want to hire him, but to not really have any interest in Belichick, seemingly. I think a loss for the NFL, but a gain for college football, and will be interesting to watch Belichick back on the sidelines in 2025. With that, let's move to the week 15 schedule. Some exciting matchups, a Monday night doubleheader to end the week. Thursday night football is Rams 49ers. San Francisco looked a lot more like the team we've seen over the past handful of years. Last week in the win over the Bears, they get Dre Greenlaw back at linebacker. We'll see how much he plays, but coming back from the torn Achilles, really unfortunate injury in the Super Bowl last year. Brock Purdy was chalking, he played great last week. The Rams, on the other side, played outstanding on offense, Puka Nacua especially, making a ton of plays. Bills could not stop LA, so they're hot. Both teams, again, exceptional showings last week on offense. We'll see if they can keep it up, maybe some offensive fireworks. But the Niners have done a nice job defending Matthew Stafford over the years since he went to the Rams. San Fran more banged up at this stage. We'll see if Debo Samuel can make an impact. A lot of talk about him right now and his lack of usual production. Rams at 7-6, Niners at 6-7, so a critical matchup and a great one to kick off week 15. To Sunday, Commander Saints, Washington off the bye week. They're at 8-5, but quite a few teams behind them, pushing for a wildcard spot in the NFC. Look for them to establish Brian Robinson Jr. Should play the defense against the Saints team that'll be without Derek Carr, quarterback. Left hand fracture, tough break for him. They beat the Giants last week on a last second block field goal, looking to keep the momentum going and then lose Carr. And it's up in the air right now who's at quarterback for New Orleans. Jake Haener or rookie Spencer Rattler. They went with Rattler earlier in the season when Carr was out. Definitely had some struggles, and the supporting cast in a tough spot with the injuries. Chiefs-Browns could be a fun one. Browns just really a fun spoiler right now. Has some big games coming up, including this week against KC, looking to keep hold of that number one seed in the AFC. Now in a fantastic spot after Buffalo lost last week to the Rams. And they won the Chiefs on the last second field goal off the upright by Matthew Wright. They seem to just find every way possible to win. Can be frustrating for non-Chiefs fans to watch the ways they win, and it's just pretty amazing. I think this is a spot for the KC defense. Played well last week for them to turn it on, make some plays against Winston and company, and they're typically playing at a very high level this time of year. We'll see if they can do that this weekend. Bengals, Titans, Cincinnati. Crazy win over the Cowboys on Monday night. Game-winning touchdown by Ja'Marr Chase. he's attempting to get a triple crown in receiving. Don't count the Bengals out totally, despite the status of their defense. Need a lot of help. Not an easy schedule, but they have something to play for. Might be tough for the Titans to keep up. Bill Callahan, facing the team he was the offensive coordinator for, has a lot of respect for them, obviously. And they can't let Trey Hendrickson, the NFL sack leader right now, ruin the game. Will Levis needs to get rid of the ball. As I've said often, did a better job of that last week. They might have a shot, though, playing through Tony Pollard and Calvin Ridley against a susceptible defense. Just can't take too many sacks, can't make turnovers if they want to upset the Bengals. Dolphins, Texans, Miami, huge overtime win last week against the Jets, keyed by Jonu Smith at tight end. Didn't have a catch in regulation. They went off for 3 catches, 44 yards, and the game winner in overtime. Both Smith and Achan do plenty of damage when they get the ball in their hands. Texans off their bye, I said last week. Hopefully they can maybe figure some things out offensively. They've been inconsistent this year, but lost safety nickel Jalen Petrie for the season due to a pectoral injury. Really tough blow, and he's a big piece of their defense and has a lot to do with where they want to go. Miami 6-7, still right there in the AFC wildcard mix. Could get some help from the Colts. We'll get to that matchup in a bit. Critical stretch for Mike McDaniel's club as they look to have a strong finish to the season, which hasn't really happened for them yet with some struggles late the past couple of years. Ravens, Giants, I believe Baltimore, biggest favorite of the year at 16.5 points right now. Yeah, not great for the Giants. The Ravens had their bye week. I think Derrick Henry is going to be rested up, might run wild. Lamar Jackson is not happy with how the offense played, including himself. I think big days for those two. The Giants, again, could have tied the game, and the Saints blocked the field goal last week, last second. Just not going the way they expected. 100th anniversary season. Had the plane fly overhead telling John Mara, the team owner, to fix the dumpster fire. I saw it just today in practice. I wasn't there firsthand. Who knows how these things can go, but apparently they were 0 for 17 in a red zone period during practice, the offense, the passing game. So that's defense for New York. Really has to step up, make some plays this week to pull off the biggest upset of the season. Jets, Jaguars, two more teams. Season has not gone well at all. Jacksonville at least got a win against the Titans last week. Mac Jones needs to limit the interceptions. Showing some good things. The connection with Brian Thomas going well. Tank Bigsby ran well. Defense did a good job to help them get the low-scoring win in the AFC South. The Jets, Aaron Rodgers, I think he said on the Pat McAfee show, talked about maybe they have a curse, just not finding ways to win games. Their past three losses have been very close. 0-4 since the Halloween win over the Texans seemed like a while ago. We're blown out by the Cardinals the next week, and then the three straight close losses. Now at 3-10. Maybe things are different if they could have gotten tight wins at 6-7 and feeling a little better. But yeah, now Rodgers talking about curses and stuff, and New York football having a tough time right now. Cowboys, Panthers, can't say enough about the way Bryce Young's playing. I think I've said it every week the past few weeks. Again, easily could have led a game-winning drive, 97-yard game-winning drive at Philadelphia against the defense. Some say is the best in the league, and it might be. Threw a deep ball to rookie receiver Xavier Leggett, who had to lay out a bit. I think thinks he should have had it. Couldn't come up with it. Again, not an easy catch, but if he makes that play, maybe it's a game-winning touchdown, slid in the end zone, looked like he caught it at first. Doesn't take away much from the job Young did. If you just look at the numbers, maybe not that impressive for Young, but he's playing at a high level considering the supporting cast. The exceptional throws he's making, we'll look to keep that going at home this week against the Cowboys. But unfortunately, Jonathan Brooks, rookie running back, second-round pick, first running back taken in the draft, re-tore his ACL that he hurt at Texas last year on a non-contact injury. Really tough to see. Wishing him well. Hope he can get fully healthy soon and have a long, productive career. On the other side, last week, the Cowboys, maybe even worse considering the extent of the injury, multiple ligaments, linebacker DeMarvion Overshown, done for the year, likely done all of next season. Looking forward to a 2026 return. Sounds like he has the right mindset in attacking this and getting back on the field. And then the loss as a team was tough as well. Did a good job for the most part, limiting, holding down the Bengals a bit. Micah Parsons was making plays. And then the block punt, that was unfortunately touched. easy mistake to make. It was a chaotic play, a scramble, and might have cost the Cowboys. But I like the way they're competing with Belichick now going to college. I would think a good chance Mike McCarthy's there again next year. Jerry Jones and a lot of people, Tom Brady, have come out and said that like McCarthy's an outstanding coach. And we'll see if they work something out with this contract. Bucks Chargers, this is a good matchup. Two teams competing for playoff spots in their respective conferences. Chargers gave the Chiefs trouble in both matchups, couldn't come out with a win. 0-2 against them. Now 8-5 in the season, tied with Denver and Baltimore for the two wildcard spots right now in the AFC. Justin Herbert banged up. Ladd McConkey missed last week. Hopefully McConkey's back. Herbert, he's going to play through his injuries. On the other side, the Bucks are hot. Lead the NFC North now at 7-6 after handling the Raiders last week. And this feels like an unpredictable matchup that could be either a shootout or a defensive battle. I mean, that's kind of the case with the NFL can be unpredictable. This one, especially two teams that don't play each other much. The Bucks kind of want to light up the scoreboard. Chargers, they're aggressive. They're going to be aggressive under Jim Harbaugh, but maybe control the ball a little more. So I think a low-key one of the top matchups of Week 15. Definitely a top matchup of Week 15, which is really good schedule on paper, is Colts-Broncos in Denver. Both teams had their bye week to prepare for this one. If the Broncos win, their chances of the postseason are excellent. If they lose, it gets very tricky. Indy's right in the mix then at 7-6 and a game behind them. So both sides know the stakes. A key for the Colts, aside from taking care of the ball with Anthony Richardson, is seeing if Jonathan Taylor, great late season performer throughout his career, can maybe pop a big run or two against this defense. I'm sure the Broncos defense, they want to get back on track after the Browns lit him up a couple of weeks ago before the defense came through in the end with a few interceptions. Broncos, a lot goes through them in the AFC. Some intriguing matchups, this one, and then the Chargers on Thursday night, then the Bengals in a couple of weeks, and then Week 18, the Chiefs. So keep an eye on them right now. Patriots, Cardinals, New England had their bye last week. They waived KJ Osborne, who was claimed by the Commanders, wasn't heavily involved anyway. The Patriots want to see production from some of their young receivers moving forward, want to see what they have there, I guess. This defense with Bill Belichick had success in containing Kyler Murray when he was there, so it'll be interesting to see that matchup. And Arizona, two losses to Seattle in the past 2 weeks, gave up their first place spot in the NFC West at 6-7. Obviously, need to get on the board with a win. A potential Super Bowl preview, one of the best games of the season and best game of the week, probably. Bills, Lions, Detroit. We saw them last Thursday night how aggressive they are. Dan Campbell, he's going to ride with the aggressiveness, and it really hasn't come back to hurt him yet. So he doesn't see any reason not to. This game comes in Detroit, so that definitely helps not playing at Buffalo. For the Bills, I want to see the defense step up. Josh Allen was first player in NFL history with three passing touchdowns, three rushing touchdowns last week. Still wasn't enough. That's just crazy. Six touchdowns in a losing effort, and it helped his MVP chances, just how well he played. And honestly, we've seen it too much over the years in games against, like, I guess that was a pretty big game. Rams, playoff contender on the road for the Bills. And we've seen that too much over the years where the defense can't get a stop in a key situation. Granted, the officiating was not good at all. Two missed calls that maybe could have changed the game, including a false start that wasn't called, and then the Rams got a touchdown on what would have been a field goal attempt instead. But yeah, especially in the postseason, they're going to be facing top teams, top offenses, and the defense needs to step up and play well at the right time if the Bills are going to win a Super Bowl. And kind of crazy at 4:25, Steelers-Eagles also there. Excellent game, two of the top teams in the league. Russell Wilson, 6-0 his career against the Eagles. That was with the Seahawks, though. That said, he won't have George Pickens. They didn't need him last week against the Browns in a good win for them after losing a couple weeks ago to them. Pittsburgh expecting TJ Watt, Micah Fitzpatrick, the secondary, guys like that, to make game-changing plays. Cam Hayward in the middle, trying to stop Saquon Barkley. And on offense, I would think, try to balance play through Najee Harris and Jalen Warren, which they've done well. On the Eagles side, a big story. It was something obviously he'd like to keep in-house. I don't know if he spoke inaccurately, but Brandon Graham said on the radio basically that Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown aren't really friends anymore. Nick Sirianni said that They eat lunch together every day. They're in meetings together. They pray together before games. So not sure there. Clearly something a little off with the pass game for the Eagles. Jalen Hurts didn't have his best game last week in terms of missing receivers and stuff. They've won 9 straight games though now, so things can't be too bad. Hurst talked about how the dynamics of the offense have changed with the way Barkley's playing behind this offensive line. That's sort of their identity now, running the ball. But just something to watch, that situation with the passing attack in Philadelphia. On Sunday Night Football, Packers, Seahawks, Green Bay had a little extra time, mini bye week, to prepare for this. Josh Jacobs has been a factor late in the season, finding the end zone. Pretty much what they expected when they brought him in to be a difference maker down the stretch in late season games, potentially tough weather. Defenses might be more tired. I think we need to see more from the passing game. We'll see if Romeo Doubs can return. That would be a nice boost. Jayne Reed didn't have a catch last week against Detroit. They'll look to get him going. And Jair Alexander at corner might be back. That'd be big facing Jaxon Smith-Njigba, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett. For Seattle, beat the Cardinals last week again. More high scoring this time. Zach Charbonnet had 193 total yards, 2 touchdowns, showing he could be a very good back in the league, just sort of stuck behind Kenneth Walker in Seattle. But he's very talented. Walker, day-to-day with a calf issue. But I think ideally they want to get him to 100%. And again, can ride Charbonnet. And then Kenny McIntosh hasn't had many opportunities behind 2 great backs. But he's someone to watch as well at running back. But the midseason lull for the Seahawks seems like a thing of the past with the way they're playing right now. And we'll see if they can keep that going in prime time on Sunday night. Then finally, a Monday Night Football doubleheader. First, Bears-Vikings starts at 8 o'clock. And then Falcons-Raiders at 8:30 Eastern time. The first game without Matt Eberflus, head coach, did not go well. The Niners hadn't really looked like themselves all season, really, and they did again against the Bears. So not great, not sure what firing Eberflus solved. I believe I mentioned it before last week that like the offense was improving, and then you make Thomas Brown the offensive coordinator, who has helped improve things on offense since the switch to him. Now takes on more responsibility. So, I don't know, just based on the first game, didn't improve things. And now they go to a Vikings team that just finds ways to win. 5 touchdowns from Sam Darnold last week. 3 to Jordan Addison, 2 to Justin Jefferson. Against the Falcons, once the defense settled in, did a really good job against their former quarterback, Kirk Cousins, and Minnesota touchdown favorites on Monday night. And then finally, again, 8:30 Eastern, Falcons, Raiders. Aiden O'Connell, thankfully, avoided a serious knee injury. Looks like he'll be good to go against Atlanta. Looking to put good things on tape. Final 4 weeks, see what happens. At the quarterback position, and Mark Davis talked at the NFL meetings this week. Didn't give a great endorsement for Antonio Pierce to be the head coach after this year. Players lobbied for him hard to remain, so they need to step up here for him. Play hard, see if they can get some wins, and get something good going into next offseason that they can continue, unlike how they finished strong last year and didn't carry over this year. Atlanta now 6-7 after the 6-3 start, playing through Bijan Robinson, open things up for everyone. Cousins hopefully taking care of the ball. Defense, the pass rush has been a lot better recently. Hopefully he can make some plays against a struggling offense. We'll see what happens if the Chargers can beat the Bucs on Sunday. Then the Falcons in a spot to potentially retake first place in the NFC South. So we covered a lot in this week's episode, starting with the Belichick news, big news. No bye weeks, an exciting schedule on paper. Good primetime games, especially Thursday and Sunday night, and then 2 really good Sunday afternoon matchups. So enjoy all these games. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week.